America Weekend.
Hey, it's Valerie Smaldone with you on the weekend. Hope you're enjoying this weekend, doing something fun or productive, or maybe taking a nap. Yes, sleeping. Because we don't sleep enough in this country. 57% of Americans at least think they don't get enough sleep or rest. And just the other night, on late night television, Arianna Huffington is now all about sleep. She's telling everybody about the importance and the power of sleep, the rejuvenation, how the body is really primed to have a good sleep. But most of us don't do it. And the greatest offenders, you would imagine, in terms of careers, are rock and roll musicians. Sure. I mean, they're out playing every night or rehearsing. They're out touring and they don't get to bed till 2, 3, 4 in the morning. So how do you help these people start to have a more healthful life? That's the question. There is a doctor, Dr. Gabrielle Francis, who is known as the rock and roll health guru. She has all kinds of rock musician clients. She's a naturopath, an acupuncturist, a massage therapist, and a chiropractor. And her goal is to recalibrate the crazy lifestyles of her clients, and including the rock and roll stars. So she helps them through diet, through movement, through meditation, and through detox. She talks about, in this article that I'm reading, about one of her clients, Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. What she wants to do is recalibrate his sensibilities, his body, through sleep, reducing stress, and detoxifying his system. And what she does is a detox diet. And that detox diet includes things like kale and spinach. They are natural detoxifiers. They rid the body of harmful chemicals and starts to recalibrate the way you rest and sleep, because the body isn't working as hard to get rid of all the stuff, right? So what she recommends is a detox shake. This sounds pretty good, I have to say. Probiotic and fiber-packed powders, as well as juice, yogurt, and frozen berries. So that's your drink. That's your juice in the morning. And then throughout the day, you have small meals, lean proteins, right? Healthy fats and carbs. So they do this for maybe 4 or 5 days, and apparently they feel really good. Tommy Lee said he felt awesome on day 4, starting the day with the juice, having small meals during the day that are protein packed and healthy fats and carbs. So that's really helpful. I like this suggestion, and I've been juicing a lot lately, and I do like it. I find it very, very good first thing in the morning to have that juice after I go to the gym. Very nice. Courtney Love follows the doctor, and what she does is chants twice a day. She does that to release anxiety and negative thinking, and also the breathing. It really helps the breathing. So the meditation style is up to you, how you want to do it. Some people like to sit in that very comfortable pose with their legs crossed. Some people like to do it in bed. Whatever it is that works for you, people who are into chanting or meditation say it's fantastic. It's really quite good. And then we have, oh yes, we have Dave Navarro. What he does, and here you hear me flipping pages, Dave Navarro has 30-minute, what they call disco naps. When people used to go to the disco back in the day and needed to catch up during the day because they were out till 4 or 5 in the morning, that power nap, 30 minutes, really helps to get your energy back, helps to focus your thinking, and especially if you were sleep deprived, really helps to get you back on track, having those little power naps, giving maybe 30 minutes at a time, however you wish to do it. Mark Ronson, what he does is avoid late night sugar. That's good for everybody. They say that it's really not a good thing to have snacks with sugar late at night, you know, ice cream or cookies or cake. Cut that out. Don't do that. Instead, maybe have some almonds or some fruit, natural sugar rather than refined or processed sugar. So Mark Ronson stays away from sugar, and he says it also helps prevent nightmares, which everybody would like to not have. Thanks for joining us. America Weekend is the place, and I'm Valerie Smaldone. America. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Jim was driving down a neighborhood street at the posted speed limit when a dog ran out in front of his car. He swerved to avoid the dog and smashed into a parked car, damaging both cars. Jim has decided to sue the owner of the dog, but the owner argues that Jim made a choice. He should have hit the dog instead of ruining two cars. In this case, who do you think will win? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Most cities have an ordinance making it unlawful to allow dogs to roam unleashed on public streets, so the dog's owner would be liable, especially if this dog was known for running in the streets. And that's the final verdict.